I'd like to tell you to read this psalm every day for the rest of your life. Five verses. I'm sure you can do it. Takes less than a minute. What a great reminder. And as Guy was saying, there's a sense in which we need to not hear it with routineness. It needs to be something that reminds us once again of true gratitude, not just, oh yeah, I'm supposed to be grateful. That's what I want to talk about this morning. The sense is, this week is Thanksgiving. What does it say that we needed a holiday to remind us to be grateful? And we did need a holiday to remind us to be grateful. I also pulled out the Jerusalem Bible version of Psalm 100 and the Message Bible, so I'm going to read it two more times. They won't be on the screen, so you can close your eyes and just listen. This is from the Jerusalem Bible. Acclaim Yahweh, all the earth. Serve Yahweh gladly. Come into his presence with songs of joy. Know that he, Yahweh, is God. He made us, and we belong to him. We are his people, the flock that he pastors. Walk through his porticos giving thanks. Enter his courts praising him. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. Yes, Yahweh is good. His love is everlasting. His faithfulness endures from age to age. And then from the Message Bible, on your feet now, applaud God. Bring a gift of laughter. Sing yourselves into his presence. Know this, God is God, and God, God. You should know that in there the letters are capitalized differently so that it essentially says, know that Yahweh is God and God is Yahweh. So it just sounds odd. Know this, God is God and God, God. He made us, we didn't make him. We're his people, his well-tended sheep. Enter with the password, thank you. Make yourselves at home, talking praise. Thank him, worship him, for God is sheer beauty, all generous in love, loyal always and ever. Are there times for you that you lose that feeling of gratitude? Does life get in the way of feeling grateful? Do you get mired down in the hassles and bureaucracy, the pains, do we whine more than we're grateful? There are days when I whine more than I'm grateful. So I'm going to confess, my name is Peter, and sometimes I whine. Anybody else? Should we get jackets? Make a club? Today is a good day to remind us all that we have many, many things to be grateful for. And it's not just the simple, well, I have my health, or I'm not dead yet. Sometimes it's a matter of perspective. It's amazing how many folks are grateful when they've had a near-death experience. It's not just, well, I'm not dead yet. It's, oh my gosh, I'm still alive. I still can do things. I'm not inviting you to have a near-death experience, but I think that there's a mind shift that might be helpful to have an incredible week, whereas one might have just passed by without too much notice. There's something to an awareness of a withoutness. I don't have something, and that's what I desire. And when you get it, you're grateful. Some folks are never satisfied enough to be grateful. I had a friend who always compared their relative wealth and their age to Bill Gates. Perpetually disappointed. I mean, when you compare all our wealth, if you have $10 in your pocket, you're doing better than 60% of humanity on the earth today, and probably 80% of humanity ever. Just $10. How many of you are grateful for $10? Some days. When it's hot, I am so grateful for air conditioning. And when it's cold, I don't like cold. I'm grateful for wool socks and a warm coat and one of those hats that... And now I've got layers on my toes that are at least 3 deep. I'm grateful for heat. A friend of mine, a number of years ago, this child I'm talking about just got married, had a baby, and within the first month or so had to spend more than the next month in the ICU, hooked up to all kinds of things, and they were certain, the doctors were certain, this baby was going to die. They have spoiled this child because they have been so grateful all of their days that this, and you can't hardly blame them. When you have been wanting and wanting and wanting a child, when you finally get a child, there's a gratitude that comes along. When you're hungry and finally get food, no matter what the food is, thankful. When you're sore, when you're tired, when it's rainy, when you've lost someone, I noticed in the last week or so that there were times that I couldn't access my cell phone, and after I was done, I didn't miss it. What are the things that if you went without, imagine this for just a second. If you didn't watch TV for the last 2 weeks, how would your life have been affected on the ground? Would you have missed out on something in your family? Would you have? No, probably not. We were out of our normal life for much of the last 10 days, and I found myself more peaceful and less stressed because I didn't have any Facebook or any TV or without a cell phone. And I realized I'm not feeling all that grateful for TV and Facebook and cell phones. But I'm very aware that when I really, really, really have to go to the bathroom, I am grateful for a bathroom. Is that just me? There's gratitude. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm grateful for being able to do more reading and more exercising, be on a better diet this year. It says, his steadfast love endures forever and his faithfulness to all generations. That steadfast love, sometimes the steadfastness of God's love makes us take it for granted. Haven't gone without. But I want to remind you this week during Thanksgiving that God's steadfast love, that God's forgiveness and God's grace that we celebrate on a regular basis, you don't need to take it for granted so much that you aren't grateful. $783 million people do not have access to clean water. We're doing okay. And all we do is turn the handle, clean water. 2.5 billion people on the earth today do not have access to adequate sanitation. We're doing okay. Something to be grateful for. Over 1.4 billion people still live without access to electricity throughout the world. 550 million of those folks are in Africa. 400 million are in India. And I'm going to tell you, on my list of things I'm grateful for is air conditioning, knowing full well that there are other folks in the world who don't have access to electricity at all or clean water. I'm aware that there's some rub there. To be quite honest, there were times this week when I was grateful that I could get to a place that had a roof. Carl and I went hiking to a place called the Hike Inn. They said it was 4.6 miles and you had to carry all of your stuff with you. So we carried all of our stuff for the night into it. It was up and down, but it was 6.3 miles. And it was the day in northern Georgia when the rain went through and it rained 100% of the day. We hiked 6.3 miles in that rain. It was an adventure. I mean, I'm actually kind of grateful for the day. But man, was I grateful for a roof. I didn't want to take the food to have lunch in the middle of the hike. I didn't want to take it out of the backpack because it was going to get wet and soggy. And so I was grateful for just a roof. When we see what happened because of the hurricanes this year or the fires this year, it reminds us how grateful we can be, not because we don't have Bill Gates' income, but because we're still doing okay. $10 in our pocket and the air conditioning works. What are you grateful for? And not, don't just let it be family. I'm grateful for music. I cannot imagine my life without music. I'm grateful for laughter. Not always the most polite humor, but I really love laughing. I'm grateful for some of the old hymns. On my list of things I'm grateful for, Old Rugged Cross, O 4,000 Tongues to Sing, Joyful, Joyful, Come Thou Fount and Be Thou My Vision. I hope you have a list of things that you are grateful for, and I hope you'll tend to that list this week. I'm grateful for folks who choose with their life to do volunteer work. They make a difference in our world. I'm grateful for statesmen and stateswomen. I'm grateful for doctors, especially ones who are nice and compassionate. I am grateful for nurses. I'm grateful for folks who put their self on the line, like firefighters in California. Really, anyone who's following their calling, I am grateful for joy-filled people, encouraging, positive people, deep thinkers, clever people. I'm grateful for lasagna and shrimp and cheese and butter and chocolate and cheesecake and carrot cake. And I don't get to eat them anymore, but I'm grateful for them. I love fresh broccoli from the garden. Cut it off the stalk, rinse it off, eat it fresh. I'm grateful for farmers, for my parents, for church, for my wife, for Galilee and Jerusalem. I'm grateful for hot tubs. I get it. Some other folks don't have adequate sanitation, but I must admit, I'm grateful for Scripture and Michelangelo and the Walk to Emmaus and Disciple Bible Study and Pope Francis and St. Francis and Gandhi and Washington and Lincoln and John and Charles Wesley and Bonhoeffer and Bart, C.S. Lewis, Richard Rohr, the 12 Disciples and Paul, David, Jim Harnish, Bill Barnes, teachers in my life, Mr. Brock and Dr. Weaver, women in ministry, UMW. I Love Lucy and Carol Burnett. And whoever designed that curtain costume that Scarlett O'Hara comes down the... Sometimes our expectations are too high and they get in our way of being grateful. So watch out for expectations. Watch out for a sense of entitlement. I've earned it. I deserve it. You may have, but if you're not careful, you lose that sense of gratitude. And when you lose that sense of gratitude, you lose the key, the password to get into God's presence. Being thankful actually gets you access to God. think that there's a sense in which if you're aware of the broken places in your life, you appreciate the distance that you've traveled on the journey of life, you see life differently. A perfect, never had a problem life does not lend itself to gratitude. Actually, gratitude comes when you've tripped and fallen on your face and you're finally getting your act back together. What are the things that you love? Anybody in here love cars? Golf? No? Fishing? Weddings? Ah. Grandchildren? Pets? Hiking? Running? I don't know how folks do that. It's funny, as I was working on this sermon, I must have put grace and forgiveness in three or four different places. It's like it kept coming back around to grace and forgiveness. If you have experienced spiritual brokenness in your life, then there is no way you'll ever be ungrateful for grace and forgiveness. I'm grateful for practicing, journeying, growing, that I don't have to be done. I'm learning still how to love. I'm learning still how to forgive. I'm learning how to make peace and offer grace. I am most grateful for those moments when I feel close to God. They come way too infrequently. And I am grateful that there are moments that I am assured that I am participating in God's kingdom. I'm grateful to be serving here. I'm grateful to be serving with Laura. We have some incredible staff, folks. I'm grateful. What is on your list? Your homework today is make the list. All week, work on your list. And maybe every day, try to put something else on the list. I'm telling you, it will change your life, and you will enter into God's presence. Let us pray. Oh, gracious God, remind us of those we have watched where spouses return from deployment, and we see that incredible joy and gratitude. Remind us of those that we love who have had such severe back pain that it's when it's finally relieved, that gracious gratitude. Remind us of those who have regained sight or regained hearing or found that long-lost ring, or those who have grown up in war-torn areas and finally are able to live in peace. Give us a sense of gratitude that changes the way we see the world. Remind us we're not called to be Bill Gates. We're called to love every day, forgiveness and grace. We love you. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.